What's going on? It's Nick Tiso here, and we're talking NBA trade deadline. Not much has gone on, but what did go on happened about a week ago, and that was Boogie Cousins of the Kings going to New Orleans. And most Kings fans, like my friend here, Mike Clifford, they're sad Kings fans, and that's because they feel like they got screwed in the deal. But we're going to go to Kings fan right here, Mike Clifford, and ask him his thoughts. Mike, what are your thoughts on Boogie Cousins being traded from the Kings?
Absolutely disappointed. I feel like they gave up on the future. They had plenty of expiring veteran contracts that they could have traded away. That someone like Aaron Aufalo or Ty Lawson, who could have got dealt to the Cavs maybe for second round picks. Continue to build around Boogie. He's still young. I think he's like 27 or 28. Mm-hmm. Not even close to his prime yet, and he's still arguably one of the best big men in the league. As a DeMarcus Cousins fan, I'm thrilled. Maybe now he can get the respect he deserves. He's stat-wise, since Anthony Davis came into the league, the two of them were the only people to have multiple, or the most, I think it was 30-point, 10-rebound games in the league. So the two of them together is going to be interesting once they can get a team around that. But as for what we got back, it was definitely very disappointing. First-round draft pick, top three protected, which is he could have gone for multiple draft picks from someone like the Celtics, who have the Nets pick. It's unprotected. Tyreek Evans, who the Kings drafted, he won Rookie of the Year, and then we gave up on him, and now he's back. Buddy Hield, who the owner of the Kings, Vivek Ranadive, has constantly... compared to Steph Curry, which is kind of outrageous. And he's done this before with Nick Stauskas, who he compared to Klay Thompson, who is now a sixth man on the 76ers.
And so, to be the sixth man on the 76ers is not...
They've
gotten better, but...
They're a 30-win team this year, max, maybe. So, and then Langston Galloway, who I've seen with the Knicks a little bit, who's, you know, doesn't really... He's going to come off the bench for us. He has no chance of starting. They might even get rid of him, you know, draft day trade to someone for a late round pick or something. But I just feel like what he's worth and what we got back, a lot of people are saying they made 50 cents on the dollar. I think they made a little more to maybe like 25 cents to the dollar on that trade.
Yeah. Well, that was Mike Clifford, probably the only Kings fan in all of New York. I think that's fair to say. Well, hopefully the weather cheers him up because I know the trade.
And we also got rid of Omri Caspi in that trade.
Omri Caspi, he's a great guy.
I actually met
him in the city once. You're not going to believe that. He's awesome.
Little injury prone lately, but he's still a great guy. He can be an excellent six man, maybe possibly six man of the year candidate in the future. So, great energy off the bench, great veteran in the locker room, and we also got rid of him, so that's
so, it's life. Been a bit depressing week for Kings fans. And that was Mike Clifford, Kings fan from New York. Mike, it's nice having you.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Yeah.